Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the land, and gross darkness the peoples. But Yahweh will arise on you, and his glory shall be seen on you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be carried in the arms. So, there the people were in captivity in Persia and Babylon. And God says Zion, that's Jerusalem, is going to arise like the dawn of the new day in the darkness. And that's what could have happened. But when Cyrus said, okay, Jews, you can go back and rebuild your temple, they didn't want to do it. Most of them wanted to stay there in the soft life in Persia, which is, in my opinion, the sad ending of the book of Esther, that the Jews are quite wealthy and they're popular and everybody likes them. Well, God's word will come true, because Malachi says that the coming of Jesus is going to be like the dawn, like the sun arising in the darkness. So where we're living now, this is the darkness. It might seem that it's all fantastic and bright neon lights and call this and call that, but actually this is darkness, and the true light will be when Jesus comes back and he will arise like the Son of Righteousness and start the eternal new day. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be carried in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of the nations will come to you. So this is a picture of where people from all over the world will come to Jerusalem to accept Jesus and to bring all their wealth and give it to Jesus. A multitude of camels will cover you, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba will come. They will bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praises of Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar will be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth will minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are those who fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, for the name of Yahweh your God and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. So people then will understand that wealth isn't worth having, because Jesus will be back and they will come and bring their wealth and give it to Jesus. Now, in our world, people think that wealth is the most important thing and that it sort of lasts forever. That's their assumption, but it doesn't. And the only thing you can do with wealth really is to give it to God. And people will finally realize this when Jesus comes back, that it's not all about me and my pleasure, it's about him. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings will serve you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my grace have I had mercy on you. Your gates will be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the nations and their kings led captive. So, this could have happened, you know, when the Jews came back from captivity. But it didn't. And you might remember that they used to keep the gates of Jerusalem open, but then Nehemiah had to shut them because they were mixing with the Gentiles. They were trading on the Sabbath. And he had to shut the gates of Jerusalem. And I always think that's a shame, because it meant that this prophecy here about the gates will always be open, that wasn't going to come true, because the people just didn't see the potential. Like people today, they have the hope of being in God's kingdom and they don't want it because they're caught up with their own little stuff in this world. That nation and kingdom that will not serve you will perish. Yes, those nations will be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the fir tree, the pine and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. If you go to Lebanon today, to Beirut and places like that, they all hate the idea of Israel, and certainly the idea of accepting Yahweh, the God of Israel, as their God is very far from them. But this is what's going to happen, that all the nations are going to accept the one true God, Yahweh, the God of Israel. The sons of those who afflicted you will come bending to you, and all those who despised you will bow themselves down at your feet, and they shall call you the city of Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Well, I take that to mean, and especially what it says at the end of the book of Ezekiel, that actually God himself will come and live on earth. And you've got that in Revelation, where God himself will be here and we will see his face, and he will wipe away all tears from off all faces. That's what Job had as the light at the end of his tunnel, that he says that, I know that after I'm dead, worms will eat my body, but in my flesh I will see God, and my eyes will see him and not another. So that's the hope, that we will see God, that we will have a personal relationship with God, and he will dwell, it seems, in Zion. The kingdom of heaven will be on earth. Well, as you've been forsaken and hated, so that no man pass through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. So the way that Israel have been despised, says nobody passed through you. Do you know that if you fly on some airlines, they won't even fly over Israel? They take a bit of a diversion so they don't have to pass over the airspace of Israel. All that will be no more. You will also drink the milk of the nations and shall nurse from royal breasts, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, am your Saviour and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver. For wood, brass, and for stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace and righteousness your ruler. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, desolation nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Violence shall no more be heard in your land. Well, the Middle East is probably the most violent part of the earth, particularly the land promised to Abraham, full of violence, but violence will no more be heard in your land. So you see how the promises of the kingdom of God on earth we can relate to. You can go to Jerusalem, you can go to Israel, you can look at the place, you can think that one day the kingdom of God shall be here. No more air raid sirens, no more rockets coming over. Violence will no more be heard in your land. The sun shall be no more your light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but Yahweh will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Point is, in this life, we have to go through what he calls the days of your mourning. So it follows that in this life, for us, life doesn't quite work out as it could have done, or maybe as it even should have done, in a sense. We have to go through the darkness, so that for us the coming of Jesus will be as the light. Your people shall be all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The little one shall become a thousand, and the small one a strong nation. I, Yahweh, will hasten it in its time. Well, that is the hope of the kingdom. And we want to be there. And that should be what we say more than anything else in the world. I want to be in the kingdom of God. And we should share that with other people because they can be there. If you and me tell them about it and in the power of God's strength and his spirit, they will respond.